Gracious, loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to come this morning and to share your love as revealed to us through the Scriptures. It is hard, Lord, to do that, to love one another as we love ourselves. But sometimes we need to do a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves. It says that in Deuteronomy, and then return to the Lord. We're always being open to being pruned, because we still try to do things with our own might and with our own strength. But we all face one thing, unless you return for us first, and that's experiencing physical death. But it's something that we don't need to be afraid of, because Jesus promised. Not only did he promise of eternal life, he demonstrated it for us, being crucified, dead and buried. He took the sins of the world upon his shoulders on the cross of Calvary. And the Sadducees and the Sadducees said, when he gave up the ghost, we're going to put him in that grave, that's the end of this old boy. But in 3 days, he showed us that promise of eternal life. And we're grateful for that. That doesn't mean that in this life we'll have a perfect life. Jesus said that in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. That's our hope. That's the blessed hope that we have in Christ. We need hope. We need something to hang on to be able to fulfill the calling in life. So if you've never understood or accepted Christ into your life, it's a simple prayer for simple people. And I was so simple that I finally just surrendered and said, Lord, if you're everything that they say that you are, then I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. I was struggling with alcoholism at the time, and I said, and I've been going to these programs, but this one day at a time thing is more than I can handle. I said, can we make it 1 second at a time? And he said, I'm willing if you are. And that's what God and I have been doing, and I pray that you and God can do the same thing. Live life 1 second at a time. Trust in the blessed hope that we have. We make mistakes, we repent. All that means is turning around and going back to where the love of God is. We've got to encourage one another. Life is crazy out there. People lying, stealing, cheating, breaking in other people's house. But one person at a time, if you can minister to one person at a time, it would bring them some joy and hope into their life. Or just maybe drifted away from your love relationship with God just to make a recommitment. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. We're looking for a church home. Bethel United Methodist Church is not a perfect church by no means. There are no perfect churches here on this earth. But it's a good place to come and to fellowship and to encourage one another. We break bread together. We study God's word together. We encourage one another. If you're looking for a church home, we pray that you would consider to be an official part of this church. And we're so grateful about that. But we thank you, Father, for this day. And we ask that you continue to bless us as we go about this day. And give us the power and the grace that we need to keep on keeping on. In Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.